Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK, Jared, Lana, Kevin here, giving you a chance to shout out someone this morning. You know, show them some love. Why not? Check in with you midweek. Lana, who do you want to shout out this morning?
You know, I just want to shout out Governor Ron DeSantis. He gave Florida nursing homes and assisted living facilities the green light to start allowing residents to have socially distanced visits from their loved ones. They haven't seen them for 6-7 months, and I can't even imagine how hard that has been on families. So my hat's off to him that he's finally lifted that ban and people can start to go see their loved ones in nursing homes now.
It's a big deal.
Oh, can't even imagine how hard that must be.
Yeah. And the residents as well. I mean, being cooped up in there and not being able to have their normal visits, like you said, and going to see your grandparents or your, you know, your brother, your sister, whatever. So.
Right. So.
All right, good shout out right there. I would like to shout out the Pinellas County Sheriff, because yesterday, even though it was a little weird for me to pull over in front of a sheriff at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning and go, hey, there's a dog running around the street right there. They were super nice after they realized I wasn't a crazy person. They were like, I'm sorry, what? I said, yeah, there's a Labradoodle running around. I know you're probably not the one I need to ask, but I looked up Animal Services and they were just really, really cool to me. I wish I would have got their names, but I was just trying to make sure that they knew I wasn't crazy, and there really was a dog running around. So anyway, it was like, hey, I know this is weird, but I just want to let you know there's a dog running around. It has a collar on it. I wasn't able to, you know, catch the dog, but just wanted to let you know. I don't know who you could tell. So anyway, they were very, very cool to me. There was about 3 of them that showed up, and yeah, it was really cool.
Crazy guy in a truck.
Yeah. Who's that weirdo?
Following a dog around the street.
Yeah. Yep. There's a what running around? No, anyway.
It's a Labradoodle.
Yeah, it's a Labradoodle. Anyway, so a big shout out to them, you know, going above and beyond. I know that's not part of their normal routine, but see if they could help me out. So that's my shout out. All right, Kev, who do you want to shout out this morning?
Listen, I'll shout out all the teachers and the staff of all the public schools. Hillsborough County, obviously, it's third day back today. I'm sure it's tough for all the counties. And, I have nothing but appreciation for everybody involved, because it's a tough situation for everybody with the kids going back. So, yeah, that's my shout out to everybody there.
You know what's cool is teachers that I've talked to that I know, they're like, we're just so excited to see our kids. And it's cool to hear teachers say that, like, I just miss my kids.
Yeah,
you know, and I want to be there for them. So, all right, who do you want to shout out this morning? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Show some love. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK doing your Wednesday shout outs right now. Got Jonathan in Plant City. Jonathan, who do you want to shout out this morning?
I'm shouting out my mom and dad for their 26 year wedding anniversary today.
Woo!
Nice. Congratulations.
Were all those years in a row?
Yes.
Jonathan, I'm just messing with you, Jonathan. That's awesome, man. Well, wish them a very happy anniversary for us, okay?
And I want to shout out my dad, Mark Lane, for listening to you guys every single morning, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, Mark, I'm with that.
So,
all right, man. Well, I appreciate you listening as well, and you have a great day, and happy anniversary to your parents.
Thank you.
All right.
Lots of love.
Stephanie in Brooksville, who you shouting out this morning?
I'm shouting out to all the Hernando County school teachers.
There you go.
This is their third day, and they're having all the trouble with the virtual schooling, and they're still pushing through.
I love it. Now, do you have kids in school, or are you a teacher as well?
No, I have children in school. I'm a healthcare worker.
Okay. Well, big shout out to the teachers. We appreciate them just like you do.
And not just in those two counties, all over Florida.
All over, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, Hernando County, they're stressing big time, too, just like the other counties.
Yeah.
I have a child that's in a self-contained classroom, and he has 3 other children with him and don't understand why these kids, his fellow classmates, aren't with him. So.
Right. Well, great shout out, and we appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Cameron's in Tampa right now. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Who are you shouting out this morning?
I wanted to give a shout out to my wife, Dulce.
Okay. What's going on with her?
She's an RN. She works over at Brandon Regional Hospital, and she's just been working a lot, doing a lot of good things over there.
Awesome. You should nominate her for First Responder Friday as well. You can do it super easy at 995QIK.com, but we appreciate what she does.
Awesome.
All right. You have a great day.
Tell her thank you for us, too.
Yep, I will. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Showing a little love this morning. I like it. It's 995QIK. Thomas Rhett right now. And then your morning motivation coming up in less than 10 minutes on 995QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995QIK. Thanks for having us on, and good morning to you. Lana's got your morning motivation. Lana, what are you going to say to motivate us?
The reason why people give up so fast is because they look at how far they still have to go instead of how far that they have come.
Ooh, step at a time. Celebrate the accomplishments. Get yourself motivated to keep moving forward.
Yep.
All right.
Sometimes it's good to just say, hey, you know what? I did all this. I've gotten this far.
I can keep going.
I can keep going now.
All right. So morning motivation. Hopefully that puts you in a good state of mind today for your work day. And we got a 7:15 second date update coming up. But right now, one of my favorite songs we are playing on the air, Morgan Wallen, More Than My Hometown on 99.5 QYK. It's new here.
Tampa Bay's morning crew brings you the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Well, we are looking to make love happen. We'll see if we can do it. We are 1 for 2 this week. It's 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We have Marissa on the phone who's reaching out to us about a date she went on with a guy named Lenny. Good morning, Marissa. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. Hey, thanks for the Facebook message. We want to see if we can help you out. So tell us about Lenny.
We were set up by mutual friends, which I think is a safe way to go. I appreciated that. And we texted a few times. We went on our date. We went to the Bahama Breeze, okay. And it was lovely. It was amazingly, like, refreshingly. I mean, I don't want to say anything about, you know, a bunch of single guys, but this man was an adult, and I don't think I've been on a date with, like, an adult man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do, Kevin?
I understand the reference.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. He has his stuff together. He's an established person. He has his job, you know, and I'm very career driven, and it was just refreshing to be on a date with a person who sort of had the same outlook on life. And it felt like, you know, we're at the same point in our life. You know, we're looking for something serious. You know, I want to take it to the next step. I want to get married. I want to start a family. And I felt like, you know, even after our first date, we were really on the same page about a lot of it.
Wow.
So it was a really good date.
Okay.
And so I've texted him a few times, and he hasn't responded at all. And I just find that very confusing. I'm very surprised that I haven't heard back from him.
How'd you leave the date? Was there any talk about a second date?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was implied. I felt like we were both like, you know, like, let's do this again. And I didn't think it was, you know, unclear that there was a connection.
It's very strange because she's really talking about this is the man she could settle down with,
right.
But yet has no idea why he's not texting her back.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Well, let's do this. Can you hang on for us? We want to try to call Lenny for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang on. Well, Marissa seems very confident, not only about her date, but the choice in men that she has with Lenny. It's a 7:15 second date update, 99.5 QYK. She was really hot on this guy.
She said that, you know, she wants to settle down and have kids, and this guy, Lenny, just was, all the check marks were kind of getting checked, or the boxes were getting checked off.
Yeah, that's right.
And she really liked this guy, but now she's so surprised that he is not responding back to her text messages because they really connected and talked well.
Yeah, she also mentioned that he seems very mature. She had been on some other dates that kind of seemed that weren't so serious. But we're going to try to call Lenny right now and see if we can get some answers. Hi, good morning. Is this Lenny?
It is. How can I help you?
Hey, Lenny. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here. It is JR, Lana, and Kevin. How are you?
I'm okay. What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, man. We want to see if you had a couple minutes. I know it's kind of an inconvenience. We want to see if you had a couple minutes to talk to us on the air. We actually want to talk to you about a date you went on, so it's no big deal. We're not trying to get you in trouble or anything. Just had a couple questions. Do you just have a few minutes for us?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, I just want to remind you that we are on the air right now, but I wanted to ask you about this girl, Marissa. She told us that you guys went to Bahama Breeze. You guys had a great date. She was raving about you, about how, you know, you're mature, you're established, you seem like you're very focused in your life, and she loved that about you. And then also the fact that she could kind of see a future with you. I mean, she didn't say it in a creepy way or anything like that, but she just thought you were someone that she could really invest in, and is kind of bummed because she hasn't heard anything from you since the date and kind of wants to know what's going on. So, Lenny, what's the deal?
Wow, you guys know a lot of stuff.
She talked about you a lot.
Yeah, and all good things.
Yeah.
That's very nice, actually. I don't know if long term, which I think is what I'm looking for, that it'll work out. Yeah, in long term, I don't think it's going to work out.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because she seems to want long term as well.
Yeah, I know. She's, I don't know if she mentioned this at all, but she's in the military, and she expects to have a long-term career in the military, which I respect greatly, and I appreciate everything she's done for our country. But we were talking, I mean, we didn't talk about marriage, but I know that she's an awesome girl, and when I'm pursuing a relationship, I'm thinking about that. The long term, and I don't want to, you know, I don't know if I can be the person to be in a military type of marriage. That's a very specific type of marriage.
Yeah.
And if my wife were to be deployed for a long term, if we have kids, which I do want, and also safety is a big concern of mine.
I think all military families are worried about that. Absolutely. They all make sacrifices for sure.
Right. And my brother, who was in the Army, it was a big sacrifice for his wife as well. And having kind of seen that firsthand, I know that that's probably not something that I could do myself personally. So
I think it takes a special person to be in a relationship like that.
Someone in the military. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, and you got to think about this. It's not, even if the husband or wife is deployed, it's not just them making a sacrifice.
No.
It's the ones that they leave at home as well.
The ones they leave at home.
I think Marissa has a lot of the same interests in you. Obviously, her career is something that is going to be a special situation, but also not a bad situation. It could be, a great thing that someone who's serving their country. And I think you pointed out to that you respect that. Well, here's the deal. We actually have Marissa on the phone, Lenny. I want to bring her back on. Marissa?
Hey. Hey, Lenny.
Hi, Marissa. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I guess I'm just surprised that would bother you, or that's even an issue.
Yeah, and I honestly don't mean any disrespect. I'm just trying to, just to be honest, I'm very grateful. Like, having a military family, I'm very grateful for every sacrifice that you've done for this country, but it's just a lot long term, I think, in a relationship, and it can actually, I don't know that it can hurt it 100%, but I've seen it hurt. I've seen deployments hurt relationships before, and I don't know that I could be. I'm a kind of guy that needs to have his wife next to him all the time.
I get that, but you know, people do this all the time. These relationships work because the relationship is good, you know. And listen, I take a lot of pride in what I do, and I really want to, you know, I want to be respected as much as a service member as a wife. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I understand that.
Let me ask you this, Lenny. I mean, I totally get what you're saying. Marissa, you got to know that we back you so much as well, and thank you so much for what you do. I do want to say, you know, what about going out with her again, Lenny, and getting to know her? I mean, you may realize that this girl is so worth it that you guys can figure out, you know, a way that you guys both feel comfortable with this. But it is what it is. I also get that. I mean, she wants to do this career, and, I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing sacrifice. So what do you think about going on another date, Lenny?
Let me say this. I it's not wasting time spending time with you, Marissa. I had a great time with you. I think you're a wonderful person, but I just don't think that having a second date would benefit us.
I'm not going to change what I do. I mean, I love what I do. I take a lot of pride in it. And it's a bummer. It's really too bad. I really liked you, and it's a bummer, man.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I do, too.
It's a hard one, because I'm down the middle. I don't think that he's being rude in any way.
No, he's being honest with his feelings.
And I also feel like Marissa is, you know, so brave for what she does. And I think you should stick to what you want to do, Marissa. So this is just not a match. I mean, I I'm sorry, because I know, Marissa, you liked him and you had high hopes for this. But you're going to find someone who is comfortable with that. We can't thank you enough, by the way. I just can't stress that enough. And I think that Lenny feels the same way, that he's thankful. And we all respect greatly what you do. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to lead to another date. But Marissa, please stay in touch with us. We do Military Monday, too, so we'd love to honor you at some point with that. But Lenny, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you being honest. We wish you both luck. All right?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you again.
All right.
Good luck.
Take care. Man, that's tough. That is really tough, because there's no way you can say don't do what you're doing, because, I mean, in any career, but especially that, it's just, where do you go from there? But I appreciate him being honest.
I know, but sometimes what we think we want, really, it's not what we really want.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody was in the wrong on this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, was between Lenny and Marissa on our 7:15 second date update. And Marissa's in the military, which we thanked her for her service. And Lenny just said, I don't know if I'm comfortable dating someone or if that's what I want long term, is to be with someone who is in the military and going to make a career out of it.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And that's not on Marissa.
No.
Because you need someone really that's going to be there and understands that. Lenny just goes, I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want a wife that's deployed, you know, when we're trying to have a family and whatnot. So he passed on the date, but I thought he was very respectful, and I thought he was honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your reactions right now. We got Andrew in Valrico. Andrew, what are your thoughts?
It takes a strong person to be with a military spouse. I spent 27 years on active duty myself and just retired. So I've been married to the same woman for 26 years, and it takes a strong person to be by the side of a soldier. So I understand completely where he's coming from. He doesn't want, you know, the deployed wife, and has to worry about, you know, receiving that phone call saying, hey, something's happened, and now he's got to drop everything to take care of that. But she's right. I think she's a headstrong person, which, you know, 90% of the people in the military are. And they do what they do. And you know what? I serve honorably just like everybody else. You know, she's going to do her part just like any woman today that's strong and mentally ready to take care of the country. They're going to do what they do.
Absolutely.
Have to accept it.
Well, I appreciate your service, and I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
And tell your wife thank you, too, for her sacrifices, too.
Thanks, Lana. Have a good day.
All right, Dwayne, you're in St. Pete right now. You're retired military. What are your thoughts on this second date update?
Well, very simply, I think the fact that he ghosted her, that's the bad side of it, but that she was very honest with being in the service and her commitment to the service, that is the important part. And the fact that he wasn't upfront with her, that is the part that I would have problems with.
Right. I think he might have been just kind of going over and over in his head with it. I mean, I don't want to make him an excuse. He should have communicated better, I think.
That's a hard thing to say. Yeah. And I give him a lot of credit for coming on the radio and saying that, because that's a tough thing to admit.
Right.
And that I agree with. The fact that, you know, in the military, it's not uncommon that you're moving every 4 years.
Sure.
My wife had some difficulties reestablishing everywhere after we transferred
to
North Carolina and Louisiana. And that's the hard part about it. And then the deployments on top of that, if you don't build up a strong network, it's very difficult for the spouse that is at home.
Absolutely.
Sure is.
Yeah, we talked about that, then making sacrifices as well. Well, Dwayne, thanks for your service, and thank your wife as well for her sacrifices, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Chris in Bradenton right now. Good morning, Chris.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Talk to me.
Yeah, that guy's being an idiot.
You think so?
Well, I mean, I understand his feelings and all, but she's better off by him ejecting early.
I think that she's definitely got to find someone who's cool with this, obviously. You can't be second-guessing yourself or being with someone who's not fully supporting you.
Right.
Especially in this job. Absolutely. Or any job you're in, but especially if you're in the military. So I definitely didn't think it was a match.
Right. And, I mean, Lana's right. You don't know what you want. Sometimes it's what you think you want is not it at all.
Right.
You know, and you know, you start meeting somebody and you're like, wow, I never ever wanted this, but you know what? I can make this work because I like this person that much.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. She's better off.
I think so.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling. You have a great day.
All right, buddy. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. But if you missed it, you gotta listen to it, because I thought they were very respectful to each other, and it's an issue that I think people deal with sometimes. So you can check it out later on our 995 QIK app and our Instagram and our Facebook. It'll be up there. But right now, let's talk about some universal tickets. We need a player with us. Caller 9, you're going to play a little game called Know the Show. 800-992-1099.
995 QIK. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let's play the game. Know the Show. Roberta's in Tampa right now. We are going to play for some universal tickets right now. Roberta, here's how the game works. Lana is going to read a fact about somebody on the show, and you got to guess who it is.
Okay.
It's either be JR, Lana, or Kevin. If you get them right, you will get universal tickets.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
It's going to be okay.
We're here
with you. We'll help you through it.
All right. The first fact is...
I went to college to be a dentist.
Oh, good Lord.
Is it JR, Lana, or Kevin? Obviously, it didn't work out for somebody on here.
But... Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Lana?
No, it is not me.
Lana. It was actually me. I originally went to school.
What?
I wanted to be a dentist, and then I got into radio, and that was it. I ditched the teeth.
and for the record, JR probably has the nicest teeth in this building.
No question.
Yeah, gotta say, thanks, Mom and Dad, for that. It was just braces. But anyway.
That's all right, Roberta. We'll help you with the others.
Here we go, Roberta. The next fact is...
I did not graduate from college.
I think that's Lana.
That is me.
That is Lana.
I know that because I know Kevin went to USF.
There you go. See, she knows the show.
See,
way to go.
All right.
I love it.
Very nice.
All right. I have a college degree in English literature.
Then that would be Kevin.
There you go. See, Roberta knows process of elimination. Yes. I like that. Hey, 2 out of 3. Way to go. You got your universal tickets, Roberta.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. I'm so excited.
You got it. Hang on for me.
Okay.
All right, follow-up question to a couple of these, because, Kevin, I did not know that your degree was in English literature. Why?
Yeah,
that's a great one, but I'm just saying why.
Because I was going to college while working full-time, and I only could take a couple of classes every semester, and the communications department at USF is very competitive to get classes, and I didn't want to fight to get classes, and then it extend my length of college by years, so... English, there's many, many options in their curriculum, so I could pick and choose from what I wanted, and they were always available.
By the way, you could have taught the communications classes. You're doing what all those kids are reading about.
But yeah, so, I mean, obviously I wanted to do communications, but it was just too hard for my situation at the time.
Lana, come on. How many credits short are you from Wisconsin?
Oh, gosh, probably 12, 13.
Do it!
No.
You can do everything online now.
Yeah,
I could.
Just do that.
I don't want to say the wrong thing because there's a lot of kids that listen and, you know, going to college and stuff, but I'm beyond that.
Yep. Okay.
Kevin went back.
I'm going to be collecting Social Security soon. Why do I need a kid?
Well, it'd be a great way to pay for your schooling.
Yes, it would.
It is an important thing in somebody's life. I'm sure you've got your diploma displayed at your house, Kevin. I know you have yours displayed at your house.
Mine's actually displayed at my parents' house now.
I don't need to fulfill my life by having that diploma.
Well, we don't need to fulfill your life, but it's just an accomplishment.
It's a great accomplishment.
I learned more going to college at UW-Madison, Wisconsin, about life and lessons and people and just... street smarts is what they call it.
Is that what they call it?
I learned a lot, and that's what I'm taking from that.
All right. So you got a degree in partying, is what you're saying?
Got an A.
Chase Rice, Lonely If You Are, 995 QYK.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, the CMA award nominations came down yesterday, probably right when we were getting off of the air. And just to break it down, Miranda Lambert leads the pack with 7 nominations. Woo-hoo. 7.
Good for 7. Her. That's fantastic.
Luke Combs with 6 nominations.
Oh, yeah.
Maren Morris, 5 nominations. Dan and Shay up with 4 nominations. Carly Pierce has 4 nominations.
Interesting.
Ashley McBride has 3, and Keith Urban has 3 nominations, including Entertainer of the Year, Male Vocalist, Musical Event of the Year for Be a Light. And, of course, he is going to be hosting this event on November 11th on ABC. Here's what he has to say about his nomination.
It absolutely gets sweeter as the time goes by. It's no question. I mean, and I really always have grasped the realization that that nomination is the first award. Because they only give out a few of them. You've won a nomination. So it's a huge honor.
And the big news this year was that Garth Brooks excused himself from the nominations, right?
Right, the Entertainer of the Year nominations. So, yeah.
Does he have any other ones?
I don't think so.
Like Best Cowboy Hat? Best cowboy hat. Yeah. Best cowboy hat's a new category.
It's a new category.
I will accept that award, but yeah. I will not accept entertainer of the year.
Best wife who's a cook. Yes, he's nominated for that. All right. Well, Kelsea Ballerini, she was very disappointed after she was kind of snubbed for nominations this year. Nothing for Kelsea Ballerini. No for Luke Bryan. Nothing for Blake Shelton.
Wait, nothing for Luke Bryan?
Or Blake Shelton.
They weren't in the Entertainer of the Year?
Or Jason Aldean.
What?
Or probably one of the biggest artists out there right now. No nominations for Mr. Kane Brown.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. I will tell you this.
Wow.
That I get the no Entertainer of the Year for Luke Bryan and Blake. Not because they're not great entertainers, but you got to remember how much time they take off for the TV shows. Mm-hmm. They don't tour as much as the Urbans and whoever
true,
else is in that category.
But what's Entertainer this year? I mean, there is no tours for anybody. So what is the criteria?
No, but you got to remember, it's going to be for 2019.
Oh.
The CMAs.
Oh, what?
Well, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean.
They're retroactive, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, I get that because Blake is almost paid by The Voice not to tour. And Luke Bryan is tied. No, he really is.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And then Luke Bryan is the same situation. Hey, man, I can go make this amount of money in there, so you better pay me this much money to sit next to Katy Perry and listen to her squawk the whole time.
I love Miranda Lambert, but how do you explain that she has a nomination then for Entertainer of the Year?
I 100% can explain. She tours like crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean,
She tours like, you got to be touring to be an entertainer, right?
Well, right.
I guess there's a female in that category.
Exactly. I love that. But as far as like, you know, the number ones and the singles and all that kind of stuff, it all kind of, you know, gathers together. So there's a lot that goes into it. All right. And finally, real quick, Darius Rucker, you know, we know he loves to golf. So how great is it that his son, Jack, loves the sport, too?
You know, having my son be a golfer and love it the way he does is so amazing for me because, you know, we could do it for the rest of our lives. We could play from different tees and different handicaps. We could play together, you know, as long as we can physically play. So I'm just looking forward to those times with him. And the times we've already had have been amazing.
That's a good time. I spent a lot of time with my dad on the golf course, mostly in the rough and out of bounds. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, there you have it. That is your Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, coming up, we got to talk about coworkers. I got called out today. And, by the way, this was at 5:45 in the morning, so it was a little early. We want to talk about this coming up in 6 minutes on 99.5 QYK. Kit Moore, she's mine, though, right now. I feel attacked. This morning, it's 99.5 QIK, talking about coworkers calling you out or just coworkers that do weird things. Now, would you like to express your concern and or grievances with me, Lana?
Yes. I want to know about what time do you leave your house in the morning?
5:10. Correct.
Okay, so you took the food out of your refrigerator at 5:10 in the morning.
Correct. So it's a refrigerated
meal,
Freshly's. We're not sponsored by Freshly anyway, but it's one of those meals that's kind of pre-cooked.
Yeah, because we all pack quote unquote a lunch, and he brings these meals that are, you know, pre-made kind of thing.
Correct.
And they are in the refrigerator. So you took it out at 5:10. He brings it then into the studio, and he just sets it right down next to his computer. It is now 8:23. So that food has now been unrefrigerated for 3 hours and like 20 some minutes. And I'm like, go put that in the fridge. You're like, no, it's fine. And I just can't believe that you're going to eat that and it hasn't been refrigerated.
So you're bothered by this.
It kind of bugs me.
Kevin, I believe, is also bothered by this.
I'm very bothered by this.
We don't want you to get, like...
Can you explain your reasoning for being bothered by it,
Kevin? That's a refrigerated item. We're going on 3 hours. That thing is room temperature now. And then the longer it stays room temperature...
The sicker you're going to get.
That is correct.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
But here's the thing. Cold. Let me explain to the listeners. There is a refrigerator. I mean, how far would you say this refrigerator is, Kevin?
Seems like forever away.
It's 30 to 40 feet?
Not even, probably.
Right.
I mean, literally. And how many times have you been in the kitchen this morning?
None.
At least, no, you've been in there
this
at least
morning, though.
Probably two or three times.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, why would you not refrigerate your food?
Well, let me ask you this. You know, want to start off your day with a, you know, hearty meal and want to make sure that you're being healthy? Lana comes in and eats M&M's every morning.
I do.
At what time does that start at?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Because I always heard that if you're going to eat sweets, you should eat them in the morning. That way you have all day to work them off. And I promise you, yes, I do 10 M&M's every morning. They're the peanut ones, by the way.
You count out 10?
I count out 10 M&M's.
It's like portion control with M&M's.
And then I eat those, and it gives me something to be excited about when I get to work.
What about us?
I know, not only you guys, but it's just like, when I get to work, I'm like, oh, I get to eat my M&M's. But then I don't eat any sweets the rest of the day. I know it's my weird thing.
M&M's? What about JR and Kevin?
I know.
Seriously.
We're sweet.
That's right.
Well, I do like my M&M's.
All right, do we have anything for Kevin that he does? I'm trying to think if he has anything that's a pet peeve.
I don't know, but I bet you there's some other callers out there that have some listeners that do some weird things.
You know what? This is not a pet peeve. I actually enjoy this about Kevin, but I have to prepare myself. He's already been here longer than when we get here because he gets here early, and we appreciate that. He's pretty fired up by the time. Not in a bad way, but just he's awake.
Mm-hmm.
So when we roll in, you just got to prepare yourself that Kevin's awake, and he's ready to go, and he's got things to tell you, and he's going to do it in a very loud way.
It's time to get going.
It's time to go. Hey, it's time to roll.
Oh, I guess I got to tone back my loudness.
No.
That's why I eat the M&M's. I got to keep up with Kevin.
Oh, really? That's why?
We all need a sugar high when he comes in.
Well, I don't drink coffee, so.
I don't either.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, and by the way, Kevin, I want you to know that's not a diss to you. It means that you're just on top of things.
All right. I understand.
I would rather have you like that than the opposite.
Okay, good.
Well, what do you want to do today? Just another ordinary day for another ordinary dunk.
All right, here we go. What is that thing your coworker does that you just find strange? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Talking coworkers right now. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. So I've been given a lot of grief because I bring in a refrigerated, pre-cooked meal, and I don't put it in the fridge when I get here.
No, you just leave it here in the studio.
And then I heat it up a couple hours later, and that bothers you.
I just think it's weird because I don't want you to get sick.
I'm not. And I do it every day. I have not gotten sick. But it bothers you.
I just think, why not put it in the fridge?
You know what bothers even more? Kevin.
Yes, it does.
Both of you guys were on me this morning.
Put it in the fridge.
Put it in the fridge. Do what you're doing. So we're talking
easy.
It's very easy. Just go open the door and then. All right. Asking you about weird things that your coworkers do that may drive you nuts. We got Ray in Newport Richey. Ray, what is that thing your coworker does?
Well, this guy, he eats a cupcake every morning with a Coke.
Ooh,
oh, my gosh.
Sounds delicious. You guys chasing diabetes. Good Lord.
And he has been doing this since 1974.
Oh, my gosh. Does he bring cupcakes for other people, or is it just him?
No, he sometimes brings them for other people, but he is religious with this, and he's like 165 pounds.
Oh, wow. Mike, of course he is.
You eat your sweets in the morning, and it gets you through the rest of your day. Try it.
I tell you what, his metabolism must be racing 24/7.
I mean, yeah, to be doing that every day and only weigh 165 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of sugar. All right, Ray, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cupcake. Is that going to be your new thing, Lana?
No.
M&M's to a cupcake?
I don't like cupcakes.
You don't?
Really?
I mean,
go to Wright's Deli on Dale Mabry and you will change your mind.
There's a pro tip from Kevin.
Hey, I did get a text message, and JR, they said your food is good to stay out 4 hours before the bacteria will start to grow.
Well, thank you. So obviously, you guys can apologize now if you'd like.
I will not.
No, you need to refrigerate it.
It's not that hard.
It's not 4 hours yet. I'm good.
It doesn't matter.
Bacteria is going to start to develop.
Yeah, in 4 hours. I've got time. All right, I'll go heat it up right now. All right, and I feel good. Story coming up for you. Over $130,000 was raised for this family in California because they were lacking something very important for their kids. I'll tell you about it next.
I feel good.
Humans helping out humans. I love stories like this. 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. A family has received over $130,000 from a GoFundMe that was started for them by a woman named Jackie Lopez. Now, it started with a photo that went viral of two young girls sitting outside of Taco Bell using the Wi-Fi to complete their schoolwork because their family did not have Wi-Fi at their home. Now, in California, everything is e-learning right now. Everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole state's pretty much shut down, but everything is e-learning in California. Now, the district, they also provided a hotspot for the ladies, but it was, now you were asking yourself $130,000 for Wi-Fi. Well, the family is also about to be evicted from their home.
Aww.
So the whole family was kind of in a financial hardship. But it was a kind of a heartbreaking. People were walking by and seeing these two little girls sitting outside the Taco Bell, and that what they were doing was taking the Wi-Fi so they could do their schoolwork.
Well, I'm so proud of them for going above and beyond for getting the schoolwork done, and then for somebody to post this picture, and then they started this GoFundMe account for them.
So the family's going to be okay as far as the being evicted from their home, and also the kids will have wireless at their house. But way to go. Humans helping out humans, and Jackie Lopez is the one that started that GoFundMe and to help this family out. So very, very cool. I love that story, and I just positive. That's your I Feel Good story right there. Here's Blake Shelton. I'll name the dogs on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay, Lana, which is one of our favorite parts of the day, and you know why.
Highest rated on our show.
Kidding me right now? You know why? Because we got the most talented guy on the show about to break it down for us. His name's Kevin. He's a 22-year veteran in the biz, USF graduate, Jesuit high school graduate.
Yeah.
Father of two, husband of one.
Yes.
Kevin, what you got?
Tampa Sports Authority President CEO Eric Hart said yesterday that he is hopeful his group can announce plans for the Buccaneers season opener, which is on September the 20th against the Panthers, by the end of this week.
Ooh.
So we should know what's going to happen by the end of this week.
So if there will be fans or not?
Correct.
Woo-wee.
Well, here's good news on why I think there is going to be. The board voted unanimously to spend $22,000 for production and installation of signage at the stadium informing fans of the facility's COVID-19 guidelines. So I think that's a positive. I mean, they're spending money to let fans know.
Right.
And the other Florida NFL teams, Dolphins and Jaguars, have indicated they plan to seat 20 to 25% at their stadium. So I'm thinking it's going to happen.
So Raymond James holds what?
67,000.
20%. I mean, like 20% of people that could be in there then?
It's like 15,000, 18,000 or so.
I'm not going.
You're not going?
No, I mean, I'm not going to be able to get in. I'm not going to be on the list.
It'd be tough.
It's going to be tough.
Okay. Yeah. And, well, as you think about it, on a bigger scale, we're still hosting the Super Bowl this year.
This year, yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting one for sure.
Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday that Florida nursing homes and assisted living facilities will be able to start allowing residents to have socially distanced visits from loved ones.
Aww.
Long-term care homes that haven't had a new COVID-19 case in 14 days may start scheduling visitors for residents and provide designated spaces indoors and out for them to greet the residents. The Rays lost to the Yankees last night, but that isn't the real story from the game. Yankees closer Waldis Chapman threw a 101-mile-an-hour fastball near the head of Michael Brasso.
What?
This was after the Yankee starter Masahiro Tanaka hit Joey Wendell with a pitch in the first inning, which Rays manager Kevin Cash believed was intentional. Cash said this in his post-game press conference.
Somebody's got to be accountable, and the last thing I'll say on it is I got a whole damn stable full of guys that throw 98 miles an hour.
Payback hurts.
So let's just say this is not over, and they play again tonight at 7:05 at Yankee Stadium. We still don't know who the Lightning will play in the Eastern Conference Finals as the Flyers beat the Islanders last night, and now the Islanders lead the series 3-2. And finally, the University of South Florida released some of its game times for the upcoming football season. USF's game against Notre Dame has been set for 2:30 p.m. on September 19th. USF season opener against the Citadel will start at 1 o'clock, and the match against Tulsa will kick off at 7:30 p.m. on October 23rd, and it is a national game on ESPN. Hmm. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
By the way, it holds 65,000, and 25% would that be 16,000.
There you go.
So you guys are right on the money on that. All right, that is what's trending in Tampa Bay. Thank you, Kevin.
Well, hello.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.